Welcome back to our discussion of I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. In this session, we discuss walking the way of the fear of the Lord and integrity. Powerful subjects. Now, the Bible is full of stories that illustrate how the fear of the Lord inspired people to muster up great faith, to act courageously, and then to experience incredible results. This is what gave Noah the faith to endure the scorn of the world as he constructed a huge ship on dry ground where there was no water. His faith, courage, and persistence helped him overcome and experience God's great redemption. Courage is also what gave Joshua faith and strength to settle issues with God after Moses' death, and advance forward in faith to fight the giants that opposed him so that he could take full possession of God's promises. In reality, all the heroes of faith that we see recorded in Hebrews 11 allowed God to strengthen them on the inside and to cultivate the healthy fear of the Lord. They truly honored and revered God. This enabled them to act in tremendous faith to experience the awesome power of God. This is what enabled them to accomplish much in their generation. So the fear of the Lord, coupled with a passionate love for God, serves to bring our faith beyond surface knowledge, beyond book knowledge. It brings us beyond superstition. It brings us beyond any presumptuous beliefs, and also beyond the traditions and philosophies of man. So the fear of the Lord brings us to a real knowing God and a trusting confidence in God's sovereignty, knowing that he is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and he watches over us. So it's about honoring God, not only honoring God out of any obligatory way, but honoring God out of a real love for God. As the Bible says, to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. So it was the deep love and the inner conviction and faith that enabled Daniel and his friends to survive the torment and the trials of the Babylonian oppressors. So the fear of the Lord is truly what brings us to a strong sense of transparency before God. This leads us to be honest with God and also honest with ourselves. And then we can be real before people. So the fear of the Lord will cause us to rightly discern and distinguish more between what's right in our own eyes and the world's eyes and what's right before God. This is so powerful because we all see through our own eyes. We're all impressed and influenced by the world's ways. But the fear of the Lord causes us to be right before God. It helps us see more into the depths of our soul, into our greatest fears, into our blind ambitions and hidden agendas. How so? Well, it truly causes us to value what God values. This is so important. Many years ago, when I was praying for revival and some great shifts and changes, the Lord said to me, when my people value what I value. This is so important. So what does God value? He values things like virtue, integrity, humility. He values wisdom, his wisdom. He values love, love that comes from his heart. He values sacrifice and faithfulness. He values diligence and accountability. These are powerful values that God values. So truly, these values enable us to be effective in producing more fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control is a big one. The fear of the Lord will help us walk in self-control. So truly, the fear of the Lord brings forth different values and standards than those of the world. But reality is, it's more fulfilling and it's more satisfying because God's values are real. they're of God. So truly, the scripture shares with us in Isaiah that wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. This is so powerful. Don't we want to walk in greater wisdom and walk in greater stability? That's why the fear of the Lord is the strength of salvation. Now, the book of Acts relates how it was the fear of the Lord that propelled the early church. It propelled the early believers to walk in a secure and a confident faith. They passionately embraced the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and therefore God rewarded them. I love how it says in Acts 9, "Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied." Such a great connection of the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are so comforted in the Holy Spirit when we walk in God's love, in his truth, in faith, and in the fear of the Lord. So I encourage you to reflect on these scriptures and concepts relating to the fear of the Lord. How do you see the fear of the Lord being a differentiator and a real game changer in your life? Meditate on this, reflect on this, talk to others about it. Again, write down your thoughts in the workbook, in your journal, and then we'll see you in the next session.